You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We are starting with hurricanes, disasters, and their fury. After a disaster in the U.S., some of the first people on the ground work for FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. There are shelters and assistance, of course, but FEMA also contracts with companies to send inspectors into people's homes to figure out how bad the damage was. Jack Friday was one of them. Indeed, he got to New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina when there was still water on many of the roads.
When I drove over into New Orleans and drove over that I-10 bridge and looked to my left and looked down Bourbon Street, it was still full of water. And you just get kind of overwhelmed with what's there, what's not there, how everybody is.
Friday worked as a FEMA inspector after several of the big storms at the beginning of the decade. We reached him at his home in Texas, and I asked him what happened when he'd arrive at a house.
Well, the first thing when you walk up to, you drive your car or truck up to this house, you're scanning the whole area, looking at the next door neighbors, and you're just looking at everybody and just looking at the house in general. So, but when you drive up to the house, after being over there for about 30 minutes, every house looks the same. You drive down the streets, you got all of the contents of the house is out on the street curb. If they had a tornado go through, they're all torn up, roofs, etc. If they just had wind and rising water, then they all look the same. So it's no difference from one house to the other once you get into the subdivision.
So when you would walk into a house, what are you looking for? What are you assessing?
Well, you walk in there with your camera and your notepad, and you just do an overall general assessment of it. And then you meet with the owners and get all the paperwork out of the way, and then you just start room by room looking at detail by detail. You take pictures of every room, all the damage that's done. I write up, you know, X number of feet of wet carpet, kitchen cabinets damaged, furniture's damaged. You just write up everything that you see. Windows broken out, ceiling caved in, sheetrock wet, just whatever you see.
What do people need to have when they know that you're coming?
Well, the most important thing they have to have is they've got to have documentation that they own the property. And that becomes a challenge for some of them.
What did you do when people didn't have the paperwork, if they couldn't prove that they owned the home? After all, a lot of people lose their paperwork in a storm.
Well, there's not much for me to do. I actually ran into one family in Breaux Bridge, Louisiana, where I was during Katrina. And in one home I went to, an older house, and there was a young couple in there. And the first thing I said was, you know, I need to see proof of your ownership of the house. Do you have a deed? And they said, no, sir. We just live here. And to make a long story short, the house belonged to their grandfather who passed away. And then one of the family members just moved into it. And then they passed away and another family moved into it. And nobody knows where the deed is. So there was nothing I could do there.
You know, after a FEMA inspector does their work, then often the insurance company, if you've got insurance, the adjusters step in, they move on
right
from there. Kind of, how does the government and the insurance company work together at that point?
The insurance companies are going to send adjusters out. And so the FEMA adjusters are, they work for FEMA, but they are the insurance adjusters. And they come out and go to each house and meet with the family and actually look at the house item by item, measure rooms, got this many square feet of carpet in this room, they got these windows broke out, they got this or that. They document everything meticulously. And then they send that all to their company, and the company then puts a dollar value to it.
You are out of this line of work right now, but, you know, there are people who are listening to this who may have been affected or could be affected by a disaster in the future. What would you tell them to do? What advice would you give them?
The first thing you want to do is pay attention to your adjuster. If you don't think the adjuster is doing what he should do or writing up everything and you're not happy with what his deal is, you can, of course, protest back to the company. But the best thing for you to do is to hire a public adjuster. A public adjuster is somebody that's licensed to do adjusting. He works for you. He does not work for an insurance company. And they will charge you a percentage of what they get. But since they're on a commission, they're going to get everything they can. They're going to look at everything in there and really do you a good job. So I would recommend to anybody, if they're not satisfied with the adjuster that they got from the insurance company, look into hiring yourself a public adjuster.
Jack Friday, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you for calling. I enjoyed it. Thank you much.